Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:47. Charlton McGinley joins us, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Veteran Affairs, and he had a torturous drive in on a causeway. That is not Carlton Dufresne's fault. That's nobody's fault. It just happened. Charlton, you here? Take a breath. You're good.
I'm good.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I was talking to a guy yesterday who is founder of Sierra Delta, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. If y'all want to find out more about it, you can go to sierradelta.com, and it has to do with veterans, and he lost his leg during an IED attack, his second one that he survived, but he lost a leg, and he's by no means handicapped in any way. He's more physically able than I am, but he told a good story in his organization about service dogs and veterans, and what stuck with me is he said, thank you for your service. It's an easy 5 words to throw out there, and if it makes you feel better about yourself, it's okay. But it's really not enough unless there's some actions behind it. And I want to talk about the way that we treat veterans in this country and in this state, et cetera, Charlton.
Well, Tommy, that is a great start. Because I talk about the thank you for your service. And I appreciate it when people thank me for my service.
Tell me about your service.
I'm retired Air Force. Spent 20 years. Graduated from Monroe for undergrad and then LSU Law School for my law degree. And 6 weeks after I passed the bar, I was on my way to Maxwell Air Force Base to join the Air Force.
Okay.
It was supposed to be for 4 years, turned out to be for 20. And my wife essentially woke up one morning and said it was time to come home.
What was it about the Air Force and military service that turned 4 into 20?
I loved the Air Force culture. I grew up practically on England Air Force Base in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. My dad was Army. My grandfather was Army Air Corps, later Air Force, and then my other grandfather was Navy. So military service was in my blood. I always knew I was going to go into the military. We just didn't know when. And so after my second year of law school, I told my wife, I need to start making this move because if I don't go, the window's going to close. And so she goes, yeah, this is just for 4 years, right? You're going to come home and we'll have lots of babies and you make lots of money as a lawyer in New Orleans. I'm like, yeah, sure, that's how it's going to go. But it turned out that the Air Force culture was everything that I hoped for.
What is the Air Force culture?
You know, the Air Force took care of me. They gave me opportunities. They continue to allow me to grow as a lawyer, but more importantly, as an officer. And so that's what I tell folks. Yeah, I'm a lawyer, but I was an officer first. And just the leadership skills that they gave me and just being a part of something that's way bigger than myself and knowing that each individual has their own role in the mission, and that was never lost on me. I love it. If they call me back right now, I would have to go to the governor and say, hey, you okay with me going back for a few months or however long it is?
I don't want to make this political. I don't want to bring any of that up at all, but for people that have children, and we're going to get to the veterans part of it in a moment, but as far as the military service, for people that have children, maybe adult children, grown children, teenagers, or maybe out of high school, maybe a year of college, having a hard time finding their way, talk about how the military might be a very viable option and a very valuable thing and the lessons that they can learn from that.
So let me tell you something about my dad.
Okay.
My dad was 34 when he joined the Army.
Really?
34. We were poor. We lived in central Louisiana, and I was 15 when my dad joined the Army. I was a sophomore in high school.
And it had to be different.
It was very different. To know that your dad, you're sitting here and your friends are like, your dad just joined the Army? I'm like, yeah.
Dude, how old's your dad, right? I mean, that's the other question, right?
Exactly. And I'm like, yeah, they were very young when I was born. But my father recognized that the only way to escape poverty was to have something that would allow him to get the training that he needed and still have a paycheck. And so he had to get a congressional waiver from then Clyde Holloway.
Because of his age?
Because of his age. And he joined the Army at 34. And he ended up getting the training that he needed to essentially pull us out of poverty. He became an X-ray tech and did everything that what you would expect a good dad to do.
But a big part of that, and I want to get to the veterans real quick, Charlton, but a big part of that is being part of something bigger than yourself. And I think in this country, we've gotten away from that.
Oh, you're 100%. You know, the military offers great opportunities for education and training and discipline. But, you know, what I tell people first is you're going to take an oath. And that oath is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that means something, not just when you take the oath, but on your deathbed, you will know that you said that I was willing to sacrifice my life for the betterment of complete strangers. And, you know, to me, there's no more nobler profession than joining the military.
Strangers in a way, in that the oath is to the country, but every military member I've ever spoken to said they're not doing it as much for the country as for the guy or the woman next to him.
Absolutely. I still talk to my brothers and sisters on a daily basis, and I've been retired for almost 2 years now, and the bonds that we formed over shared experiences, that's something that just doesn't go away overnight.
Everybody's got a story, and I wanted to hear yours, but I do want to talk about the NFL's commitment and the state's commitment to veterans.
The NFL has been an incredible partner to the military and veteran community. I got to give a big old shout out to the Saints themselves. We contacted the Saints in late October and asked them, hey, look, for Veterans Day, can we have a Louisiana Department of Veteran Affairs presence at the Superdome for the game? And they didn't blink. They said, of course. And so we were able to set up a table. We had counselors there. And any veteran who was walking by this table who didn't know about the benefits that they have earned and deserved had a chance to talk to one of my counselors right then and there about, hey, how can you help me? And that was an extraordinary partnership that the Saints did. To be honest, I wasn't surprised. You know, Mr. Benson was a veteran himself. He was Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Benson has been incredibly generous to the veteran and military community. And this
very generous overall.
Well, you saw the stuff last night with the hospital.
Right.
And just her presence everywhere. She's really an inspiration to what big organizations like the Saints can do, you know, for the impact on our local folks. And but the NFL, the salute to service, again, they bring, they highlight essentially and bring to light a lot of the issues that veterans face over and over again. And I saw the USO last night and talked to them, talked to Military 250. The mere fact that the NFL is having them here, again, reiterates their continued commitment.
Got a couple of minutes left. Talk about the issues that veterans are facing, the lack of resources that maybe are available that they need, and if somebody is a veteran or knows one and they need help, what they can do.
So in the state of Louisiana, we have 74 counselors throughout the entire state who are willing to help every veteran who walks through the door obtain not just the federal benefits that they've earned and deserved, but the state benefits as well. So from a federal perspective, there are a lot of benefits, but, you know, there's only so many appropriated dollars, both on the federal and the state side. And we've been working with some great nonprofits, great partnerships with those who are essentially filling the gap. Elizabeth Dole Foundation, Bob Woodward Foundation, who was here earlier this week for the wheelchair games. Mm-hmm. These are you know, nonprofits who are picking up the slack, essentially, where the government can't. And they're doing it in so many ways that are so admirable without a lot of thanks. And they're just doing the work that vets need to be done. And so I recommend anybody that has any issues with services, benefits, help, give me a call. Send me an email. I answer my own emails. And we will get you the contact and the information that you need to help work in those issues that you may have.
And what would the email address be? Or if somebody's listening right now and they are a veteran, they need help, what do they do? Where do they go?
You can look on our website, and all of our information is right there.
The site is?
we're getting ready to change it. We're actually changing it from live vets to we're in the process of changing it to go vets.
All right. Well, it'll just search Veterans Louisiana. You'll find something, right?
But my email is charlton.mcginley@la.gov.
And if people want to get involved beyond thank you for your service, what can they do?
You know, there's so many organizations that have volunteer opportunities. Our cemeteries are fantastic. Our homes can always use volunteer help. You just let me know, and we will find ways for you to help the veteran community.
Email again?
Charlton, C-H-A-R-L-T-O-N, .McGinley, M-E-G-I-N-L-E-Y, @la.gov.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. A pleasure meeting you. Take it easy. Happy Super Bowl week.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back, WWL.